listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to DMTF number 78. My name is Patrick. I hope you guys are doing great. So today we have Joel. How are you, sir?
Hello. I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. And we have Jan from Berlin. Hello.
Hey.
All right, let's get right into it on the agenda today. Let's start with Tricot. Jan, what do you have for us?
Yeah, it's out.
Okay, thank you.
Let's start. Okay, confirmed.
See you tomorrow.
Do we need a fact check?
You've seen it, right? Or
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I like it.
Yeah, they look good.
Do we know prices or
99? Hang on, it was 99. It was kind of no. Hang on, I'll check. But it's not really. I mean, it's a rugby / golf company, Castor.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and with a less than great reputation about durability, with the private lead, like it breaks down in the wash.
So it's 90. Yeah, but the good thing is it goes up to 5XL.
Okay.
I think that's important. I mean, the other ones just...
That's inclusive, in a way.
I mean, I remember Joel saying he can't wear them.
Good for the North Americans, for sure.
Your neighbors to the south?
I included Canada in that.
To a lesser extent, but yes.
Yeah.
And I like the training clothes are also nice. And on Sunday, I was standing next to Donato, and he had I think it's their golf line. And that looked really good. It was like a polo shirt, but the fabric was kind of really nice. So, Oh, and the socks are really good. They have like normal socks, like the socks, nothing, no football socks, nothing, just normal socks. And I like the logo. Looks a bit like the, like Marco Richter's tattoo.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Jan is demonstrating the logo for
striking a pose.
Yes.
Sometimes I wish this was a video podcast.
Interpretive dance.
He said it officially now. We can start with the YouTube.
Okay.
Oh, well, breaking news? Or You heard it here first?
Well, I mean, one thing nice with Buzzsprout is if you set it up, it uploads automatically to YouTube. Like EETF gets on YouTube and I don't even have to do anything. That's pretty cool.
How many views do you get?
Not many. But it's there, you know.
But do you do a real video?
No, it just sticks the logo and the normal audio.
Normal logo and then the...
Yes, the wave.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if there was a wave. I mean, there is a wave when I do like clips.
Yeah, okay. Sound bites, the clips.
But regular episodes, I don't think there is a wave, but I don't care. YouTube sucks anyway. So, okay, moving on. Okay.
Oh, next. Man, the disco ball fucking sold out in like fast.
You know how many they had?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was 1940 18.
Nothing. So,
yeah, that's fair.
I mean,
can you refresh my memory about the disco ball? I'm sorry.
It was like the disco ball motif that they released.
Yeah.
It was on sweaters or shirts or what was it?
Like jackets. What's jackets?
Yeah. And they, and then they did a release, but there was literally only 1898, like a limited edition.
92.
Yes. Sorry.
That's all right. It's Wednesday morning here. Huh? So listeners, cut us some slack. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So first practice. That's it, or?
Yeah. It just happened. What I wrote down. I mean, there was nothing happening when I was writing that. So see, every little fart is blown out of proportion.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Moving on. Changes to staff. What do you have for us?
Ooh. Yeah. Somebody. I think they have some new analysts, and that's about it. The old guy they brought in to help out Fjell, he's gone for personal reasons.
Well, I mean, that was kind of expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's it. And all the other stuff is not done yet.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Next item, we have end of the documentary as we know it, question mark.
Yeah, there's a new agreement with DFL and I don't know who. And so clubs would only be allowed to show material at the end of the first leg of the season or stuff like that. So they haven't quite figured out how to do it, but they can't do it the way they did now.
Okay, I didn't know the details. I know there were changes, but yeah. I didn't know it was like that. Okay.
But what they've been doing, the guys who usually do the documentary, I first saw them everywhere. They were at the women's game last Sunday and stuff like that. And in training camp, they just film for like an hour and then they cut that into 45 minutes and put that out without any, just gave it a title on YouTube and then you just see them playing. No commentary, okay. No nothing, no interviews. It's kind of okay.
Like, who is that documentarist? He's like 95 years old now. Frederick Wiseman? I don't know if you know about that guy.
I just know Whitey Wiseman.
Who's that?
From The Naked Gun.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's the black guy. What's your name? Whitey Wiseman.
I don't remember that.
Sorry, I had to go back and I just watched the highlights because one of my friends from high school, he was Polish, and the first movie he showed me was that, and we shed our pants when we watched it, the German version. So I was looking for something. The jokes are so different.
Oh yeah,
like the second movie, he gives a speech, and in the speech in German he says, "I want to live in a world where I can drink out of a toilet without getting a rash."
Okay.
And he says something totally different in the original.
Huh.
So I was looking for that part and I couldn't find it.
Okay.
I like your beaver. Thanks. I just had it cleaned.
Yes. Yeah. That's the classic.
Or I love you. I love you too, Nordberg. No drugs. Oh, that's going to be a tall order. Going to give me a few days for that. Such a shitty movie. It's so great.
Joel is listening in amazement.
Yeah. Or maybe you're too young for that movie? No.
No, well, I mean, I guess I would be too young, but I've seen them for sure. Definitely.
Only Patrick saw them live in the cinema. With a full head of hair.
I didn't see it in the theater, but I've seen it a few times, and yeah. Good movie. But
33 and a third was so bad. You know, with Anna Nicole Smith?
That one I didn't watch.
That's the only one I watched in the movies. Hot Shots is worse, man. Falafel Helper and shit like that? No.
Okay, but moving on.
But it's all Zucker, right? Zucker Brothers? Moves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zucker, Abrams Zucker. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, end of the doc.
What were we talking about?
End of the documentary, but I don't know what moved on. what moved it to a Naked Gun. Doesn't matter.
Me neither.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Okay, moving on. First round. Okay, yeah, this is important. Maybe Cup first round, Monday, August 18th at 7 p.m. Berlin time at Münster. So should we be looking forward to that game or are we going to get our asses kicked? Or
it's a really shitty
first round.
In the lottery, you
draw.
Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, draw. In German, okay. It's los. So it's a... So they just got... I think didn't we lose to them at some point last season?
It rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but all these underclass clubs, it's always shit. Because if you win, I would say, you should win. And if you don't win, then you're the idiot.
Then you suck. Yeah. yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like we'll suck. I mean...
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there are always a million upsets in the first couple rounds anyway. And didn't Bayern lose in like the second round a few years ago?
I think not even last season. I think the past season was good because Bayern always went out.
Yeah, wasn't it like Saarbrücken or someone weird?
Yeah, Saarbrücken went almost all the way.
Something like...
Yeah.
All right.
And Arminia Bielefeld went all the way to the final.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So,
okay, moving on. New kits, €95, first time in action. Is that what you just mentioned, Jan, 2 minutes ago?
But they're 99 now if I go online.
Wow. Okay. So yeah.
Oh, I think it's the members. It's the members' price.
Okay. Five euros. Because
I want to subtly tell people who are not members that they're not wanted here.
Well, then I guess I'm gonna close the chat room and go fuck myself.
You're not a member?
I'm not.
Are you an Arsenal member?
No.
Can you become an Arsenal member? Or is it?
I never looked into it because I figured they have enough money. You know, Stan Kroenke can afford not to have me as a member. So, you know. And the jerseys for the Premier League, it's like £185 or something insane.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say anything stupid. Okay, too late. But like official match edition or something, it's insanely expensive. Get the fuck out of here with that shitty joke, expensive.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, but season tickets are like how many thousands of pounds?
I forgot, but yes, it. I mean, I think the basic tier is affordable, you know, air quotes. But as soon as you move on to decent-ish seats, it gets expensive really fast.
I just know people from over there coming here and telling me, you know, I can go, I can get a ticket, go on a plane, get drunk, go to the game, get drunk, go on the plane, and it's still going to be, accommodation is going to be cheaper than the one ticket for whatever, yes. West Ham, Arsenal, whatever. Yeah, I just had a look at the, because, you know, when clubs get, not demoted, but relegated.
Find the right bar in Berlin. Relegated. The accommodations.
They always lose people. So right now, they have two players who have more than 1 million in market value right now. And they're both on loan. So there's not a player that's worth more than a couple of thousand euros.
Who are they?
Poison Münster.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you were, okay, too fast. You were still thinking of about the previous.
No, I
previous
was still
item.
Trying to find. You know, I'm not really good with the Google and the internet, so I'm trying.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
So yes, breaking news: tickets in England are expensive.
No way.
No, yeah, I'm not joking. All right.
Fact check? Or?
Yeah, fact check.
Yeah, we need a fact check for that. Okay, next up, we have friendly against Havelse, 3-0 defeat.
No, so with the away team.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So a 3-0 win.
Yes.
Okay. Yay.
But you couldn't see it because the header default guy, I think a traffic school, is it called traffic school? Like driving instructors? Do they run a traffic school? No, what is it called?
Oh, I mean, driving school? Is that it? Yeah.
In German, it's Fahrschule.
Yes.
And Pat has one sponsor called Fahrschule Sevim or something like that, and they sponsor the live streams.
Okay.
So you can watch them live, but Hertha TV got there, set everything up, everything was working, and then when kickoff came around, the internet died and took them 40 minutes to fix it. So you could only watch 5 minutes half of the first.
Half time in the second half.
Yeah. And of course, okay. It's not going to be like a TV. You have one camera, maybe two.
There's not going to be any instant replay or super slow-mo or...
No. So I just went into... I just look at the goals and then I go to the section where the goal is and then I turn it off. So I'm not going to waste 2 hours on a meaningless friendly.
Yes.
Which only... ideas to get our people injured.
Yes, I hate friendlies.
Yeah,
and I hate transfer rumors as well.
I know, that's why I kept you updated. But it was a good one, right? The one I put in one, like 2 hours later, he was done, or a couple of hours later.
Yes,
I wrote I know you hate this, but
yeah, that's true. And there is this guy, and I'll shut up. Right, once I'm done with it, this guy from Sporting in Portugal who wanted to play for Arsenal, and apparently it got completed yesterday, and they've been talking about it for weeks, and I was like, shut up and get it done already, Jesus. And it's this, ugh. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, I only look at transfers when they have three sources reporting about it.
Yes.
Because everything from build, you can just...
Yes.
Dump down the drain. But this one was Kicker and Tagesspiegel, so that's both pretty...
Reliable, yeah.
Yeah, serious in German, but not serious in English.
Right? Oh, yeah, credible.
False. Couldn't have a false friends round next episode.
Okay, yes. Let's do that.
Simon just booked another ticket for a festival to just not be there.
Exactly. But yes, serious is like a credible source, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so...
Or a businessman in a suit would be serious, you know?
Like not business-like, but
for real.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Derek?
Or Derek?
That's what we always say for Derek. Derek for real? You know the movie Blow?
Yeah, but
yeah, long time. The character in the movie, Derek for real.
Ah, okay.
He's Johnny like the gay drug dealer that he kind of first meets.
Okay.
Through one of his first girlfriends or something,
yeah,
I think. Anyway, so long. And we watched that movie and we like, so people would say things were Derek if they meant like, that's for real.
I just remember that movie with Vince Vaughn.
Like young Vince Vaughn?
Young Vince Vaughn. And they kept saying your money.
Your money. Swingers.
Swingers. Yeah.
And in German.
I was trying, like, what is that one?
The German translation was where they said your Kapital.
Oh, okay.
That's so bad.
Your capital.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get it, but I don't know if it's good or not.
Shit movie though.
Swingers is like a classic. Yeah.
Swingers is not bad.
I don't know if it aged well though.
I hated the guys. They were just dickheads.
Well, they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
But I think if you hated them, then the movie sort of accomplished its goal. Like the good acting and writing won you over.
See, 1 second bubble bath and he gets all philosophical on me. I just thought, wasn't it just guys trying to get girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they were better
basically,
ones.
Yeah.
Reality bites.
And they were playing hockey on the Genesis, I think, and he fought Gretzky and he injured Gretzky. You can't injure Gretzky or something. Anyway.
It wasn't Canadian movie, though, was it? No.
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 No, John Favreau and Vince Vaughn. Yes, yeah, playing with
it. I don't know how Favreau gets... I mean, he must be made of money now. The Marvel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Star Wars. Disney. Yeah. Like,
all was Disney. Involved in the Star Wars? I don't remember.
Yeah,
he's Mandalorian. Like the main guy, right?
Ah, yeah, that's true. Okay.
There's a documentary about Mandalorian I saw some documentary on Disney Plus. Should show up in the other things thing if you look at the Mandalorian.
Okay. If you also want to look at the Mandalorian, I don't know if you guys know Bill Burr, the comic.
Yeah, yeah.
Never heard of him.
Oh yeah, he's
a prisoner, right?
Cameo.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Right? As one of the like bounty hunter. Not.
Yes.
No, he's a prisoner.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't he somebody?
Prisoner at some point. Yes. Yeah, yeah. But look it up on YouTube. Even though I said YouTube sucks, it does. But there is a guy who switched parts of his podcast with scenes from The Mandalorian, and it was just that Bill Burr's, you know, ranting about Star Wars as it happens, with scenes from The Mandalorian, and it's fantastic. I'll link it here.
Okay.
Did you hear that? Sorry. Jamal Malcolm Warner died.
Yes.
And I saw he had a podcast, so I downloaded that. And in the first episode, they're talking about the N word.
Okay.
And he suggests to always switch out the word, the N-word, with comrade.
Okay.
It was kind of funny. So I think I'm just going to listen to the entire podcast. It's kind of nice. It's like a black culture, pop culture thing. Yeah. It's called Not All Hood.
Ah, okay.
Oh, and
okay.
The first one, they're talking about how hip-hop has hurt the black community.
Well, yeah.
Because the white labels have made money from depicting black people in a bad light.
Yes. Well, yeah. It creates and maintains the cliche that, you know, black people equals criminals, you know? So, yeah, I can see the logic. Okay, I'm moving on. Friendly. And, wow, what? Yeah, I'm smooth, huh? Smooth as fuck.
You remind me of Frank Drebin at the baseball game when he's trying to to find the gun.
Okay.
Oh, I have to get that movie out of my head.
Yeah.
Is it because of the remake with Liam Neeson?
No. My friend posted something and I wanted, and there was somebody said, I want to live in a world.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brain went to the German version, ich möchte eine Welt leben, in der ich das Netz trinken kann, ohne Durchfall zu bekommen.
Okay.
So I was looking for that, but it's not even in the original because it's a German joke, which is.
Yeah.
Burn them all.
Dismissive wave of the hand for those people who cannot watch us, which means everyone except us three here. Okay, as I said, moving on.
We could
friendly
we could
in
sell,
Vienna.
We could sell a spot to people who want to join us. $1 billion.
Well, yeah, exactly. Do you want ads?
We can build
this
a stadium.
Podcast?
You want to call it the DMTF Stadium? And the Ostkurve is going to be called the Joel. And Patrick's gonna be called the away block. It's called the Wankers. No. There's one word you always use. Asshole? No.
No.
But there's one you always use. Like when you wrote today, I might be in a bad mood. You're always in a bad mood, man.
Well. I mean, I don't know.
He suffers no fools. $1 billion.
Take two. Moving on. Friendly in Vienna against Austria Vienna.
Yeah. It was their summer opening.
That's their
party.
Name?
Austria, yeah.
Austria Vienna.
I know. Yeah, there is a country called Austria. But like the actual name of the club is Austria, not Österreich.
No, Austria. Austria.
What?
Huh. Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
I'm sending you the link.
July 18th.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
how'd that go?
Well, yeah, so that was 5 days ago.
Yeah. They won. We won.
Okay.
It was okay. I mean, Vienna is pretty good and they always play internationally. That's where we got Tabakovic.
Okay.
So, and they were already, I think they were further in their season than we were. So it was the 2-1.
FK Austria Wien.
Yeah, there's two big clubs in Vienna. One is Austria and one is Rapid.
What's the other?
Rapid.
Oh yeah, Rapid. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. All right. So, yay for a win. Moving on. Okay, the fake French guy, Paul Séguin, 400K, Gelsenkirchen.
I think that we already talked about, right?
Well, that's what I said before we started. Yeah, you know, what we already
mistake.
Covered, we should delete.
I'm okay. The only one doing all the work here. The tricots are gone. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
But did we talk about Rangnick last time? I'm not sure. I don't remember. It's been ages.
Yes. That's true. Okay, so moving on. Elfie interview.
Oh, that was a nice one. That was really nice. She said... they were talking about she was the top scorer of the league,
mm-hmm.
and she was injured for half the season.
Wow.
And it was an interview with RBB, and they talked about, so if Hertha doesn't get promoted this season, would it be possible that you would leave? And she was like, I could have left last season, but if I'm in Berlin and I'm going somewhere else, it's always a downgrade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like that.
I think we might have talked about that last episode as well. That rings a bell.
So. I'm not really sure, so that's why.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay, moving on.
So we're taking that out.
Yes. Trico Rangnick. Okay. More news, see Signal. Okay, listeners, go see Signal.
Yeah, go see our private Signal news group, please.
I'll post the link just in case.
Kratenmacher on loan from Bayern.
Mm-hmm.
No OTB. Option to buy. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good deal.
I heard about that guy a little bit, but it is.
It is.
Okay. So that guy, he is a midfielder, if I remember.
Yeah. He's a kind of like a replacement for Maza.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
very quick on the dribble and
big shoes to fill, but okay.
He's 19. I think he's on loan from Bayern, so he played for Elversberg, I guess. I think he also scored against us last season. And then he went back to Bayern, left for whatever that stupid fake competition was being held.
Was it Club World Cup?
Yes. Yeah. Let's just call it the fake.
Yeah, I didn't watch a second of it.
Me neither. And
fuck that.
And he was in training camp with them, and then he left.
I wanted to, though. But
you wanted to?
Well, okay, but the only reason I wanted to is because it's on DAZN. And you know, it's like, well, I pay for DAZN. So it's more like, I'm like, I feel a little more compelled to watch things that I'm, you know, like I pay for this annual subscription and get to watch 5 Hertha matches a year, which is the primary reason I bought it. So it's something like I did want to because they offered it. And I was like, well, I should maybe watch some. But I didn't watch a single second.
Okay.
I wasn't like out of a desire to watch, you know, like I'm just more trying to make efficiency out of my subscription.
DAZN is such assholes. When they enter the market, like, oh, we're only $10 a month, only $10 a month. And then, bam, $30, bam, $50. It's really...
Sportsnet Plus here in Canada just fucking cranked their price, like their annual subscription. It was like $100 or something.
Yeah,
from like from 200 and something a year to 300 and something a year.
Yeah, and the year before that, it was even cheaper. So they almost doubled in 2 or 3 years. I mean, like maybe a 65% increase, something insane.
I had that subscription because that's who had the BL rights in Canada for a while.
Yes, that's true.
But then I left them as soon as DAZN got the Canadian Bundesliga rights.
Yeah.
I would just get IPTV.
That's what I have.
If it was up to me, but it's not. So...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got both. You know, Steph has regular cable and I stick to IPTV and all good. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And DAZN in Germany, my Canadian account, when I had it, didn't work in Germany.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do geo-blocking,
yes.
Right?
Well, yeah, but that sucks.
Oh, for sure it sucks. Everything I don't know about what that's
football, right? It sucks.
But you know what? I was able to use it, my DAZN in the United States.
Oh, okay.
So, because I went to a playoff Buffalo game.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the wild card against Denver. So we went to the game, but we were doing a same day trip. So we drove down to Buffalo and then drove back after dinner, like after the game. Anyway, so there were still football games going on.
Yeah.
Like that day, like playoff games too, right? So we watched it in the truck, like on a laptop, but we had to use my DAZN account. But we were in New York for like most of that drive.
Watching the game while driving.
How long is the drive from Buffalo to New York?
5 hours or so.
That's manageable.
Yeah, but same day, that's a long day.
We were up at like 5:30 or 5 in the morning to like, because it was also a 1 o'clock game. But the 1 o'clock game also allowed for like, you know, a pretty, like we were home by, you know, still late, like 1 or something, 1 a.m. But like, you know, if it was an evening game, we would have been fucked or had to stay.
Like. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And then like after the game, like the adrenaline, you know, goes down and then you don't want to fall asleep at the wheel either, you know?
Yeah.
So that's another, potential danger. But I'm glad you made it back okay.
Yeah. So maybe DAZN, oh, no. I was going to say, because no, it shouldn't have worked, right? Because if I'm in the U.S., it should have been ESPN or whatever. They have the Bundesliga rights.
I think so, yes. Yeah, so, ESPN Plus or whatever.
Yeah. So I shouldn't have really been able to watch.
Or maybe.
Or is it?
Maybe there's like a buffer zone. I don't. Yeah, near I the don't border know. Or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
Because Buffalo is not that far from the border, but.
Yeah, true.
But okay, it worked. So yeah, cool. Okay, moving on. Tobias Kubiewicz, new women's head coach.
Well done. Yes.
Thank you. Wow. That was Jesus.
Wasn't the academy a few years ago?
Ah, okay. So he is a
internal. I mean,
Yes, exactly.
No, he was somewhere else, but he used to be with the club and then he went somewhere else and now he came back. I didn't look at his entire thing, but I think it's the same as with the fake French guy, Zigouin.
Yes, fake French guy.
Zigouin.
FFG. That's his new name now. FFG.
Zigouin.
No, but that's Zigan. His name.
I'm sure, but it just sounds so funny. Like, yeah. There's no other way I could read it other than Zigan. Like,
yeah, exactly. Same.
That's why for me, Zigouin.
Zigouin.
Hold on.
we sound like real assholes. Like,
Zigouin.
Fail.
Yo, okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Dupus.
yeah. Point taken. I got that a lot. So yes.
I think his father. Hang on. He played for GDR. How do you say? National team?
Yes. We talked about that maybe last episode. Still, but I remember someone playing.
Like anybody
from
remembers anything.
East Germany, so yeah.
So he was a big star, I guess. Actually, maybe they know each other.
Who?
Oh yeah, he played the fake French and the Coupe Juvite.
Oh, okay.
His father played for. Hey, he played for 20. He started playing in 67, and his last season was 85.
18 years. Okay. Yeah. Not bad.
He played for BSG Stahl Riesa, Carl Zeiss Jena, and Chemie Halle.
Okay.
Do you know that the old GDR teams always had occupations or workplaces?
I heard something about like that.
Dynamo Dresden.
Carl Zeiss Jena.
Yeah, Carl Zeiss is the optics.
And then Chemie
Leipzig.
Whatever.
Schwarze Pumpe was also something. I don't know what that, I think it was coal.
Oh, okay.
Chemie Leipzig, yeah. Stahl Riesa.
Schwarze Pumpe is like...
Black Pump.
Black Pump?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a Hauptstadt Fußball exhibition. I think I might have the catalog here. And it was about Hauptstadt Fußball. And they also had the German division. And then they had one part just about the GDR. And they showed all the GDR teams with their Traktor. There was a Traktor. There was a Traktor team. Traktor.
Yes, that rings a bell as well.
Yeah, whatever. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. I mean, that's probably all the like Eastern Bloc countries that because like there was like a Lokomotiv Moscow or something.
And Partizan Belgrade.
Well, yeah, but like, is that a job?
I don't know.
Or partisan.
Partisan, yeah, you know, like kick people's asses and, you know, like, you know, cause riots and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're a brown shirt.
Back when politics were still clean.
Moving on. Janet Eichhorn, 15 what? Years old, new contract.
Guess what they call him?
Yeah, but Eichhorn means...
Eichhorn, like squirrel.
Squirrel, yeah, okay. I had reindeer but in my mind, but I knew that was wrong.
They call him Kenny because of his first name.
Uh-huh.
So for a little bit, I was like, didn't Kenny leave? Didn't he go to Greece?
Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't it be nice if they called him Horny?
Well, that would make sense.
He would have his own music. I'm Horny. Sorry. It's been a day.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, music. We went to Giesinger Brauerei. It's really a nice brewery in Giesing.
Mm-hmm.
In I think it's southeast Munich. Actually, I like Munich a little bit more now. So I'm gonna take it easy on Joel in the future.
Shit!
What?
Whoa!
Breaking news!
Breaking news indeed.
We went to Munich because my sister-in-law lives there. She did her apprenticeship at Süddeutsche Zeitung.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like a I think it's called Verlagskauffrau. So a Verlag is somebody who puts out something.
Yeah, a publishing house or something.
So she's publishing clerk, something, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And then she was in another department. And then one of the editors, he was about to retire and said he's going to move to Berlin and if she wanted to come along. And she literally told him, no. Why? Because my mom lives there. So she stayed there. She did something else. Now she's in HR and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Yeah, but she gave us her apartment in Giesing. So she stayed with her boyfriend and we had like 4 or 5 days in a pretty nice apartment. It's an okay apartment. Nice.
Okay.
But she just listened to this. So it was okay. Yeah. And on the first day, we went swimming in the Isar.
Oh, that was awesome. Nice.
Oh.
Then the other days were kind of more rain. Then we went to the museums and shit. And a few cafes might also have been. Oh, and we went to the Nockerberg, to the big beer garden where they. Did you know that people bring their own shit to the beer garden? They buy the beers and they bring like.
They bring their own shit.
They bring like picnic. Is it French to say picnic or is it just a German word picnic?
No, picnic. Yeah.
Picnic. Yeah. But Nico always writes it with two Q's, Q-U-E-Q-U-E, Pique-Nico. That's
right. That's how you spell it in French, yeah?
Ah, okay. That old Hubenot. Yeah.
Because in German, it's
C-K. C-K, yeah. C-K. And in English,
C-K. Okay.
In English, it's C, picnic, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
But back to the people go there and they bring their own shit. Like they bring baskets full of food. They all have their own... Tablecloths?
Table mats, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
And they bring their own
shit. I've seen that at the Chinese Tower.
Oh, and the big pretzels? Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I almost killed myself with Obatsta.
With what?
Obatsta?
What's that?
It's a cheese.
I was going to say, is that the cheese?
Ah, yeah.
Is that
okay.
Yeah.
That's pungent. I think it's basically they just mix cream cheese with other cheeses.
Huh.
And her boyfriend went to a cheese maker, mm-hmm. a Käserei, and I just went, and then I almost died because, you know, I had like half a, you know, these huge pretzels, like these $15 pretzels. Are you okay, Patrick? Breathe.
No, yeah, but like, yeah, no, yeah, those pretzels, like, you know, big, as big as a steering wheel almost.
Yes, yeah.
Fucking enormous.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And my theory is that they taste better because they have more surface area that bakes than the tiny, shitty ones that we have.
Yeah.
And don't even try American pretzels. Fuck it. Those are these tiny. Ugh. Ugh. Fuck America. Okay. Moving on.
But Munich's great.
Yeah. Munich is okay. We're talking.
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like you're doing a little more than talking.
But the cool thing is we went to Giesinger Brauerei, which is a crowdfunded, they started with a crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister-in-law is a special member. They have a brick wall and she has her own brick. And she gets coupons every quarter to get beer for free. So we went there because they had a music trivia night.
Okay.
It was really nice. And she paid with coupons. It was nice. A nice place. And they opened a second brewery now because they're getting so much stuff.
Still in Munich?
Yeah, yeah. It's a green label. I'll get one next time you're in Germany, okay?
Okay.
Promise.
Was so, one of the questions, is Ozzy Osbourne still alive?
Ooh.
Oh.
No. I think.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
I think.
Way to bring the mood down, Joel. Well done.
He might have been already dead.
He was on such a high from Munich. I had to bring him back down to reality a little bit. He was floating on Cloud Munich there. Cloud 9 Munich. Holy
fuck. I'm not losing any sleep over it. Yeah, but maybe he was already dead and they just had to have one last money grab with the big concert and then reminded me of Bruce Willis.
Oh, he's not dead though.
Yeah, what?
No, but they've been
brain dead?
No, but yeah, but they've been putting into things to make money with him. And then somebody stepped in and took him out, took him away from the spotlight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, his last 20 movies are like, you know, shitty direct to streaming. And when he had like one or two lines, and then they shuffle him away.
Unlike the masterpieces that were Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked, Die Hard 4.0, A Good Way to Die. Yeah, but it was like a persiflage. It was like a, they were mocking themselves in the movie, I thought. When they hit the helicopter with the car.
I don't know.
Oh, was that the Justin Long one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mind that. I didn't mind it.
Oh, and...
Yeah, but it was such a downgrade from previous movies, you know?
I have to confess, I went to the Die Hard night. I watched all three movies.
Go on.
The first two ones, it started at 3 p.m. We were done by 1. We went to the... It's called the Kobel. It used to be... Now it's a supermarket. It used to be a movie theater where they had the sneak preview. And it went there... First movie, then we had half hour break, went to the pub, went back to the second movie, back to the pub. Yeah. So I don't remember much. I think I watched the third movie 5 times for different reasons. I went to the sneak preview. I went to an official preview. I went to the sneak preview. Then I watched it. Then I watched it in the thing. I watched it someone. How much time do we have left?
15 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, we are 45 minutes in.
Okay, Kenneth Eichhorn, 15 years old, new contract. He's not allowed to play for Hertha until the end of July, because he's 15, and official rules say that you have to be 16 to compete in any matches.
Okay.
And he's supposedly pretty good, and he's very advanced physically.
Okay.
Or physically. Yeah.
Video podcast coming up.
Are you talking about his horn again? Yeah.
No, his Eichel. Sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, because Eichel is a tree. Is a what tree is it? Jesus.
Oh, well, wouldn't it be like the acorn oak tree?
Okay.
I was like, what makes the acorn like the?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. I had a horn in mind, but that's maple. Okay, so... Ah, Jesus. Okay. Moving on. Friendly at BFC Dynamo, 6-0.
Yeah, and two injuries.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
How bad?
Shit, yeah, how bad?
One operation and one little thing, 2-3 weeks. I further down, I made a like the training camp / roster update should all be in there. So we can talk about all the injuries later on.
Okay.
Moving on.
Reze and Wellhausen, Berlin Sports Person of the Year.
Yes.
Oh. What the hell's that?
It's an official, it's like a Ballon d'Or, but way, way smaller. I think it's the
a chickpea d'or.
Maybe it was the footballer of this. Hang on, who's this? Yeah, this. I think it's the official BFV Berlin Football Association thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the BFV. So it's not even sports person, but it's footballer of the season.
Okay. So Reze and Wellhausen. What's her first name?
Elfie.
Yes. Okay. Jesus. Okay.
Women's sports is sports, Patrick.
No.
At some point, you have to.
Okay.
I'm seriously. No,
moving on.
Do you know these shirts that say nobody watches women's sports?
I don't know those shirts, but nope. Okay.
I think it was done by. It's a company founded by Sue Bird and what's the wife's name? The footballer with the Statue of Liberty.
What?
Football. World champion. Female. Blonde. Winger. Very outspoken.
I'm going to shut up and watch you keep going just to see what you're going to come up with.
Who was the captain of the U.S. women's football team?
Rapinoe?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
They have a company and they brought out the shirt that says nobody watches women's sports.
Ah, okay.
I'm going to get you one.
Didn't know. Okay. Didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Pretty nice piece of clothing, though.
Well, yeah, but like I have nothing against women's sport. Let's make that very clear. But I would not that wear happens, that shirt in public.
Everything that comes before but is horseshit. As we know from educational TV programs like Game of Thrones. Moving on.
I was going to say this is Chaos Night, but it's 9 a.m. So, you know.
Chaos Morning.
Yes, Chaos Morning, exactly. Okay, moving on. Pascal Clemens injured during BFC friendly had surgery, okay, what you just mentioned, on July 8th.
Yeah.
Like a shoulder or knee or ankle
shoulder,
or
shoulder.
Shoulder, okay.
I would say late autumn, early winter.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Moving on. Under 23 season tickets. 85 to 127 euros for member, just 42.50 and 85 euros.
The expensive one is the seat and the other is the standing ticket, but nobody cares. Like, nobody's gonna come, oh, excuse me, sir, you're not allowed to sit here, you have a standing room only ticket. This is A, B, C, D, E block, and the E is the Kurve.
Mm-hmm.
But there used to be never any supporters in the Kurve back then. This is an old story. We have to ask somebody. If we ever have a guest who's older than us, we have to ask him about that thing. I think Klaus mentioned once that there was some kind of fight between some person. He said something negative about the Ultras, and now the Ultras never come to the under 23 games.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the whole season has at least 17 home games or something like that. Maybe 15 home games for, what is it, $42? That's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And where do they play?
Amateurstadion.
Okay. Yeah, that's. Okay. I knew that.
Which is the reason? Swear. Which is the reason why the women's season tickets cannot be on Eventim, because they have changing venues.
Oh.
And yeah, it's still stupid. So you could, if the under 23s and the women's play at the same time, you cannot book the women's tickets into that stadium. So you can, that's why they won't be in the system. So if there's a big game, you have to come early with your season ticket and get a real ticket to get in. It's harder. It's ridiculous. But I was getting mad at my boss and said, yeah, but that's the problem with, it's a Eventim problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, that sounds like jumping through a lot of hoops. Fascinating. I didn't say that. But that sounds like a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of crap.
Moving on. say that.
No, I was thinking about Schalke, but yeah, sorry, my bad.
Okay.
No
problem.
No, we have Mamusa first.
Yes. Moving on. Mamusa loom long-term deal. Others tried to snatch him.
Yeah, they had to give him another contract because others were offering big money and they wanted to keep him, so they gave him a long-term deal now.
I'm leaving that in. Okay. So they're not gonna catch you today.
That was not, that was an ambulance, not a police.
Yeah, I know it wasn't the cops.
And our street is the only way to one of the hospitals, so we have quite a lot of.
Okay, yeah, Mamusa Loom. Refresh my memory. What position does he play?
He's a six, defensive midfielder, or
okay,
center back. But I think he's best at the six. And I think he played two matches or one match under. He became the youngest Hertha player ever, with 16 years and whatnot. So really, but he's gonna be taken over by Aichon probably this season because, yeah.
Okay.
He's really good. He played a pretty decent, very very good game in. I think it was the 06 game, the Dynamo game. I think he played pretty well.
Okay.
Because he's really good and physical, and he's not very big, but he knows how to use his body to get what he wants in football. Sorry,
I was gonna say out of control
on the pitch.
Yes, that could have been something else. Okay, moving on.
He's such a cute teenage boy. Like no. No, he was on the documentary. And he was in training camp. The training camp in January 2024, before Kai died.
Oh, okay.
And they had him on a documentary, and he was always very Kenny. Kenny was giving him shit all the time. And he was like, it was like this little, oh, Scrubs, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was a TV show, yeah.
They call him Bambi, right?
I didn't watch it, so.
Yeah, I think they called him Bambi because he was too nice, and same way. He was very nice okay. And friendly, and yeah, good guy. Very good guy.
Okay. Joel, everything okay? All right.
I just fell asleep.
My boss messaged me, man.
All right. Moving on. Tim Gala also had shoulder surgery.
I don't know what happened there though.
Bar fight?
No, he was the under 23s, and he was supposed to be the fighting for the number one spot this season.
Okay.
Yeah. Doom.
Okay, moving on. Training camp CBLO.
Huh? Oh yeah.
That's what I have. Training camp parentheses.
You left out the CBLO. Picture with the matches.
Oh yes. Anzetsungen. Okay, so yeah, I got August 24th, August
Sunday,
29th.
Friday, Saturday. Yes. Saturday night. It's too late for me, man. That's away, so I don't care.
Against Nuremberg, September 28th. Yeah, I fly the next day. And Joel, you will be at that match, I think, right?
Yeah, so hopefully. My plan is to also be, yeah, at the Paderborn at 1.
Ah, okay.
The week before. So I'll be at Paderborn. I'll probably be flying in that even day, like that morning. So it might be a tight thing. I don't know. I'll try to be there earlier, though, because I don't want to do that, really.
But
anyway.
Flying from where?
From Ottawa. Like, so that's what I mean. Like, I'll be coming in on, I would probably be flying on the Friday. So it depends when I'd actually arrive on the Saturday. So hopefully I'd be aiming for morning, you know, like, and then.
If you fly from Ottawa early in the evening, you might be okay.
Yeah. I've made it before around that time, but it's a bit tight, like, but I'll aim for like, maybe I'll even try to leave Thursday night or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. So hopefully that's the one I'm definitely aiming for.
Okay.
And then, yeah, hopefully Nuremberg as well.
I'm back with the plebs.
Yeah. I guess so. Well, I don't know. Yeah. You know, unless Steven's going to cough up some more VIP tickets, but
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'll probably never get to see another email from him again.
Okay, moving on. Friendly against Bashak Shahir canceled due to injuries.
Yeah, because you had the guys missing training camp anyways, and then you had Zeguin, Reze, I think also, who's the guy who came from Italy? Number 6?
Darida? That's the number 6 I remember.
Oh, he just retired. No, he went back to his home country.
Okay.
He played in Greece.
I think so. Yeah.
And I think on Instagram this summer I saw. Oh, thank you so much. We're going back home now.
Okay. Yeah. You gotta admit it was a good pull.
Yeah.
Okay.
But who's number 6?
Right now I couldn't tell you.
Denner.
Ah, okay.
Denner.
So he got injured too, or?
Yeah, but nothing serious. But they didn't have enough players to play that second. And there's also rumors that Bashak Shahir, because they are the Erdogan club.
Ah, okay.
But that was also a reason why they shouldn't have played the match in the first place.
I agree. Yep.
They're the what club, sorry?
Erdogan, the Turkish leader.
Oh, Erdogan. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Got it.
It's like the current version of Real Madrid with Franco, like 50 years ago. Kind of, sort of.
Crazy times.
Yes.
Franco es tonto. No, there's a video by a comedian. Okay, when Franco died, there was a TV announcement with a guy really sinister saying, Españoles en Españolas, Franco está muerto.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, there's like a 15-minute video and he makes fun of it. He says, Franco está tonto. It's my friend loves it. I don't get the allure, but my friend loves that thing. But also, my friend would go to an Italian restaurant with me, and then he would stand up and do like a parody of, who's the Bunga Bunga guy again? Berlusconi.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Not so well received. But I love the guy. He's funny. Ah. If you're ever in Speyer and you're going to check out the dome, mm-hmm. the cathedral.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Go to the tourist information and ask for Bastian. That's my friend. Tell him I said hi.
Okay.
He works for the church. Mm-hmm. Crazy shit. Moving on.
I visited Franco's grave in Madrid.
You check, oh, yeah? Make sure he's still there.
Yes.
But he's buried somewhere else. That's where all the...
Yes, like 45 minutes away from the city. But yeah, if I didn't have people around me, I would have spat on his grave. Fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yes. Okay.
We talked about quite a lot in linguistics, because he actively tried to destroy all the regional languages.
Yes. Yeah, and unify the... Yeah.
I took a seminar on Basque language.
Okay.
The worst.
Yeah, I was going to say, and your brain is still intact. Oh, gee, okay.
And then we had one teacher who gave us...
Wait, this is your example of an intact brain, Patrick? are you real? That's what you're saying?
You didn't see me do air quotes.
I had a teacher who gave us a text, and it was not in Spanish, but it was in West Barcelona again.
Catalan?
Yeah.
Catalonia?
It was in Catalan, uh-huh. Which is like this hybrid of Spanish and French.
Old French and old Spanish, yeah.
And she wanted us to be able to read that. He said, we can read, yeah, but yeah, you have to have some feeling of language and them.
Well, I mean, I don't know about pronunciation, but you could read it.
You speak French, for fuck's sake. I don't speak French.
But it's really similar to Spanish, honestly.
A lot of words are just IA. Like kind of thing at the end or whatever, like a little extra.
You mean like speaking Brazilian, but just saying "ow"?
And the food anyway, because anytime I looked at a menu, they always had Catalan like as one of the menu like languages.
Uh-huh.
Like it was always English, Spanish, Catalan. Catalan was just Spanish with a little bit of flair.
TX is CH.
Just Catalan.
Oh, I don't know any Basque. There's Catalan. Okay. We went to the restaurant in Barcelona and we found the... I knew where to go because it says chicos, chicas.
Okay, that's progress.
It was funny. The guy gave us the menus and then he came and was like, English? And yes, because we couldn't read shit.
Okay. Well, yeah, because like the credit union over there is La Caixa.
Yeah.
CAIXA.
Yeah.
Because in Spanish it would be Caja.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
See? Look at Patrick.
Moving on. Yeah, this is, tangent galore, apologies. But then again, if any of you started listening, you know what you're getting into, so...
Shout out to Steve!
Yes, Steve! Steve the man!
Who loved your jingle, right?
Yes!
Yeah, Which one was it?
Just for you, Steve! Check you there! Hell yes! Okay, 1 hour and 4 minutes. So we are doing overtime right now. So moving on. Okay, last friendly to Brøndby EF 1-0.
Yeah, that was the day where they were supposed to play too. But Brøndby is a good team. They always play internationally, so
yeah,
no problem. Oh, and they were in training camp. So in training camp, you always, you know, like not really the best.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're, you know,
tired,
tuning,
tired.
Yeah, you're fine-tuning your stuff. Okay, so moving on. Drescher Ocean interview.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Okay. Moving on.
Just if you guys want to get extra credit. Like, they do media rounds in training camp.
Okay.
The coach did one. Is it called Jensen? Is he called Jensen, the guy who just came from KSC? Hang on. It's further down.
I'll tell you.
Further down, there's a list of players in training camp. Jensen, yes. Jensen did one. Kartenmacher did one. I'm not sure. Leistner had one. The coach had one. And then they had the president and the finance guy.
Ah, okay. All right. Moving on. Friendly at Austria Wien.
Yeah.
A 2-1.
Yeah. Yeah, we
game winner by Thorsteinsson.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Whose father is the coach of the Iceland women's national team.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. All right. Moving on. Women lose first match.
Yeah.
3-0.
Yeah.
Training camp next week.
Yeah. They had lots of, some players left, some players came in new. They got a really old, a former world champion.
Yes. Forgot her name, but yes.
Kramer. And they got some girl who was from Berlin. She came back from Eintracht 2, Saal. And they have a new striker because they had a player come from Türkiyespor, the first Turkish club in Berlin. And she had the opportunity to play for, I think, Haas, for Victoria in the Zweite Bundesliga. So she took the money and ran, which is, I mean, they don't get paid at Hertha, so fair.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like in that situation, if you can take the money and run, you do it, you know.
If there's any money, take it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
I think just Hertha had planned with her, and now should they? Yeah. And they were playing against the absolute favorite team of Joel's, Borussia Dortmund. Yeah. And they just lost, but it's okay. I mean, it's... And they're not even in training camp yet, so they're basically still in vacation mode. I think they had a few practices, but no problem.
Just, you know, kicking the ball around and, you know,
it's okay.
It is what it is.
It is what
yes.
It is.
Moving on. Kovnacki on loan from Werder played for Fortuna twice last season, 13-5. 13 goals, 15 assists, five assists, yeah. I guess, and 16-10 in 23-24, 500K loan in total, 2.5 million.
Yeah. If they take him, I think it's 2.5, including the thing. And there might be some bonuses in there if we get promoted. When we get promoted, my bad.
Yes.
Yeah. And he was last season. He had one goal and two assists in two games against us.
Wow. Okay.
So Hertha tends to get people that kill us. Schuler killed us a few years ago. Yeah, but Schuler. Oh, God. Schuler. Yeah. Long story. Yeah. And the last point I made in here was who went to training camp and who didn't. As you can as you can see, that number 43 is the replacement for Goller. He's the under 19 goalkeeper, I think. Yeah, I liked what I saw from training camp. Didn't see the entire game, so didn't want to watch the entire game. But it was kind of nice. You have the upcoming match in England, in Scotland, on Friday.
Yes,
at Motherwell.
Mm-hmm.
That those motherfuckers they offer you to watch the match for $8, just for online? The stream.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Okay.
That's uncalled for.
That's a bold strategy. Let's see how it goes for them.
Yeah, empty stadium. Nobody watching. I would like to thank my mom for tuning in.
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, make it $5, but $8, just... What?
Those three bucks, it's a killer.
Yeah, it makes all the difference.
I mean, the Hertha matches are free if you watch them because they have a sponsor. You tell me that the whole of Motherwell doesn't have like a butcher who wants to sponsor the match? I don't know. Then they also never responded to my texts. So
did you write it in Scottish?
Nah.
Ah, you wee lad. Or whatever.
We was thinking. Hiya. I love Scotland, though.
Yeah, same. And I'm going back in October, so I'll keep my mouth shut if I don't want to get stabbed in the...
But you go into the Highlands?
This time, I'm not sure. I went last year or the year before. It was absolutely amazing. But Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm meeting friends there who live in Glasgow, and we'll see what we have in mind.
I was invited to a wedding in Glasgow next summer.
Oh, nice.
Graham.
Oh, okay.
Friend of the show.
Yes, indeed.
And I don't think we can go, but he's going to have a stag night in Berlin.
Oh,
okay. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but like, I was going to say, you should go if you can, honestly.
The thing is, they don't invite kids.
Okay.
Because somebody has lots of kids and they don't want those kids to be there. So they're not inviting any kids. And even if we had the time, I don't think I could sell it to my wife that we go somewhere where Allison is not invited, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Well, babysitters?
Yeah, but if you invite somebody from out of the country, it's pretty sure that you invite them. And if they don't come, it's no problem.
Well,
they just want a gift from me, those motherfuckers.
I mean, worst case, make it a...
I'll go. Are you going to be my plus one, Patrick?
I was like, I'll go. Can you send a proxy?
I'm sending my champion, Joel Ottawa.
Yeah.
Sir Joel. The Magnificent.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking for excuses to go anywhere, I guess. But at least, worst case, you can make it like a romantic weekend for you and Esther.
We'll see. And did I mention that my friend used to be, he did his LLM, his Master of Law.
Okay.
In Manchester. And he was...
Poor guy.
Yeah, and he was an official weekend drinking team.
Okay.
And he was their best. He won all the matches.
Okay.
Moving on. Something to be proud of. Yeah.
A win is a win, you know?
Yeah, and who was the poor soul that had to proofread his thesis?
That guy.
Yeah. But he owes me anyway because I read his doctorate like 3 times. And because he's a unique person, he wrote it in the old German orthographic rules.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was about the Mandatar haftum klassischen römischen Recht. But he managed to put one joke in there. And lots of sources were Latin. And I found a mistake in the Latin. If you told my Latin teacher that I found a mistake in Latin, he would probably cry or turn around in his grave. I don't know. I was the worst Latin student.
But okay, well, I mean, well done, honestly. But like, I know about the spelling.
Book here.
No, I know. But like, I know about the spelling reform in German. I know about it. But I mean, how big was the thesis?
Hang on, one sec.
Okay. Yeah. listen.
You did this to
me. No, I know. That's on me. And I, before we started recording, listeners, I mentioned, okay, let's try and not go over 1 hour, but now we are at 1:15. I hope you guys are having a good time. We are, I think. I like to think that we are. I am anyway. But
definitely.
Yeah. Sorry about all the tangents and all this stuff.
I don't know, maybe 200 pages.
Okay.
It was like this much in A4.
Oh, okay.
And I read like 3 times.
But in that sort of, well, I mean, what I'm trying to ask, I guess, is in that sort of document, the reform, how much would it affect it? Like,
everything.
Did you have to do like, you know, 50 corrections per page? Or
No. I just had to, when I was, you know, I used to work as a proofreader for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the seminar where workshop where they told us that there was a reform and there was a new reform.
Okay.
So there's neue and neue ist die deutsche Rechtschreibung.
Okay. And so new and newer.
Yeah. So I had to revert back to something I haven't done in 10 years. And so that was kind of hard.
Okay.
But I'm on the first page and I'm there before his parents. I'm after.
What's that? Sorry.
I'm in the acknowledgements. After his parents and before his Latin teacher. So
Ah, okay. Yeah. Nice.
His professor does classic Roman rite, Roman law.
Okay.
So it's fucking old. And the thesis is about if I give you one of my slaves, okay? If I loan you my slave and he gets injured, what kind of regress can I take you in? Is it there's two kinds. There's dolos and malos. And that depends on legally how much you have to pay me. If you have to pay just a little bit or for the entire life. And the example was, I give you my slave. They have a break and they play, they do javelin and he just gets hit by a javelin.
Mm-hmm.
Whose fault is it?
And that was the topic.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So it was kind of boring, but he slipped one joke in there.
Okay.
About a klepto.
Do you remember the joke?
A klepto slave. It was about if I lend you my slave and he steals from you, who's culpable? Me? Him? You?
Ah, okay. Since the slave is your property, air quotes, and he fucks up, whose fault is it, kind of? Okay.
The thing is, if you render a service to a friend, you have a dolos or a malus. And one is more strict and the other is not so strict.
Okay.
It was kind of boring, but I want to help my friend.
Yeah.
I will post the bibliographical information of the book in the show notes if anybody wants to take a look.
And all of this is in German?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And and Latin sources.
Okay, so the North American listeners will be all over it.
If you want to learn German, that's a good place to start.
Oh.
Mandatarhaftung.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're trying to learn how to skate and you threw me in the scrimmage against McDavid and company, you know?
or you want to learn how to skateboard and I throw you on a half pipe.
Yeah, something like that, exactly.
Yeah, I can barely keep my Duolingo streak alive. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna dive into someone's doctorate thesis.
Yeah. But I've read maybe 500 theses for people in my life. It wasn't one of the worst.
Okay.
The worst. Now, the worst.
Yeah. I was going to. Yes, exactly. Okay. Go ahead.
The worst was to get an MBA. Oh, that was the worst. I don't even know what it was about. It was so bad. And the girl was so stupid. And she fucked up German metaphors all the time or phrases.
Okay.
Like something is, she used to, and also.
But she was German though.
She was German, yeah. She was just okay. Stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, it was boring. One guy wrote about intellectual property. It was kind of interesting.
Joel had enough. He bailed.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
It was too much excitement in one podcast. No. Yeah. So I read all these MBA things, and intellectual property was kind of interesting because it was a overview of how intellectual property should be treated in balance sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a immaterial asset.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Like when Hertha does their reports, they have immaterial assets and those are the values of the players.
Okay.
So what is it called? There's a special, because you have the balance sheet, right? With assets, liabilities, and then on the top it goes from immaterial to material. No, from material to immaterial.
Okay.
Yeah, like capital, and Hertha has a special schedule of the immaterial assets, which is just the players and how their market value has changed.
Okay,
I'll get you a copy. I have one. They had to publish all that when they wanted to get the Nordic bond thing,
mm-hmm.
which is all might come up at a later point in time.
Yes,
Nordic bond, yeah. And they had all their translated what do you call those things? It's called annual
like a report or
financial statements. Sorry,
annual, okay.
ASS. Interesting. Okay, very interesting.
Welcome back, Joel.
We have 3 more minutes, right?
Thank you, Jean.
Well, yeah, we are at 1:21.
No, but the big meeting, isn't the big meeting in 3 minutes? Was it fine? No.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, mine's not till later. It's at 1:30 now today.
Ah, okay. Yes. Okay.
That's why I was free this morning.
See, he already gave in the 30 minutes because he knew we were gonna go over.
That's all right.
Yeah. So, okay, Joel, you haven't said much today. Want to give us some words of wisdom, some insights, some questions. Oh, by the way, I'm going to check the social media if there were any. No, I asked questions, and usually Steve...
1 hour 20 into the recording. Oh, yeah. Do we have any questions? That gives us so much time to prepare.
Hang on. Yeah, you guys can think of it whenever we have we are starting to record. You can send one out a day early, but nobody has responded on Blue Sky, and nobody has, hang on, responded on, oh, there's a request. There's a request.
Joel is preparing for the question.
Oh, somebody wrote back, but I don't know them. They wrote, hey, yeah, who do you think you are? And then they wrote, just kidding. Do you guys ever watch Australian rules football or rugby? Thank you for nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I block this person? Do I just...
Well, I mean, it depends if it's a bot or like an actual person.
It looks like somebody who has a podcast.
Okay.
It's a business chat profile.
Oh, yeah. What was the deal with that?
Yeah.
Or what? How to connect?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Before recording, I was
looking. Rasenfunk is a big German podcast, and they have a list of podcasts, like football podcasts by league, language, or by club. And I want to look at which Fortuna podcasts there are, just to ask people about what they think of Kovnatski.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found that there was supposedly a Hertha podcast, which exactly 2 episodes.
How old were they?
2021.
Oh.
Doesn't it say so?
Ah, okay. I didn't know. Okay. I thought it was recent.
Okay. No, it says like, it.
Are we on that list?
Yeah, of course we are. June 15th, 2021.
Are we on their shitty podcasts?
No, the Hertha podcasts.
Okay.
And there was...
I was going to say.
So they have
maybe two, it's the same.
They have 2 episodes from June 2026. Interesting.
2026?
2022. 2021. My God. Sorry.
Okay. I'm like, whoa. 2026. Why, yeah,
why not? Damn,
far out, dudes.
Did we get promoted?
Yeah, exactly. Jesus, you stole my joke. I was going to ask exactly that.
How much did I smoke, man?
Yeah, for real. Jeez.
Okay, just for Hertha PSC, one sec. Zweite Bundesliga is far down. Borussia Dortmund, no.
Just like in real life.
You have Damenwahl, who are no longer recording. You have the MTF podcast, that's us. You have
Damenwahl is not recording anymore?
They quit long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah. R.I.P. You have us, you have Exil Hertana,
mm-hmm.
with this guy who lives near Frankfurt. And he mostly talks to people who are not from Berlin. And then I think Markus right? went there once in the summer because his dad.
I've met Andy.
Ah, Andy, you know. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Andy Brenschen, right?
I met him in Mainz.
Oh, nice guy.
Yeah, really nice guy.
Does he speak English?
Yeah, he gave me a bunch of his like swag. He had like mouse pad, XL Hotana mouse pad stickers. Yeah, I know. I was sure, I'll take it. And I use it because.
You should get some mouse pads.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a touch screen, touch whatever thingy, but.
Well, I find they actually help with my mouse at work, even though it's like a laser.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's the laser mouse, but like they shake on the screen.
Oh.
Or something like on the white, because my desks are white. I don't know if it's that like, so I think the pattern on a mouse pad helps the laser a little better, like track rather than just the pure white desk. Like, so I think, anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're better off with any pattern on your mouse pad.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's got nothing to no reference point. You know, yeah. If it's like a white surface, it's not going to.
Yeah, React, like probably. It's like a blast from the past. Yeah, I'm like, no, I need a mouse pad. Like,
then you have Ha Ho He, which is not my favorite. Then you have Hauptstadt Derby, the one that Axel Kruse does. You have Hertha Base, which is the best one there is right now. Then you have Hertha On Air, which was by the club, but I think they got rid of it because of money. Then you have Hertha Connect, the famous two episodes in 2021. You have Immer Hertha, which is by Morgenpost, and you have Plumpe Träume.
Okay.
And there was one I really liked. It was Atze.
I mean, if Hertha Connect got a mention, so should have Ed.
Oh, he's not in there. Yeah.
Don't Poke the Bear.
Yeah, yeah. Don't Poke the Bear.
Ed and Drew, yeah.
Well, they had more than two episodes, I think, even. Like, so, I mean, if Connect made it, you know, they were having a hard time getting together.
Yeah. Logistics and here with the kids and stuff.
There's a Ben Hatira podcast, the football and lifestyle podcast.
Football and lifestyle.
23 episodes.
And they didn't mention Hertha UK either?
Not there, but like every once a year, I look at the list and I send them an email updated because they don't really, they used to keep that really updated, but now they just listed. So interesting how what clubs have how many podcasts. Like Schalke has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hertha has 1 million. Darmstadt has 1. Paderborn has 1. Poison has 2. Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Moving on. Moving on.
Yeah. It's time to call it a day, I think. All right. So next episode in 2 weeks, I guess, or a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That's, whenever.
I mean, the next match isn't the first match next week? Hang on.
You think so?
One sec.
Yeah, right?
The first match is on the 10th of August.
Okay.
No. Eh? Sorry, I can read mine. Yeah. The first.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a home match. The first away. No, next week. The first or the second of August is the first match and away at Schalke.
Mm. All right. So, okay.
So we might have to record something next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The weekend after next weekend, whatever.
Could be feasible. Yes.
Feasible. Mr. Business.
No, absolutely not.
No?
All right. Okay, so yeah, that's it for us today, I guess. All right. Okay, so thank you guys.
Nothing.
No. I mean, okay, so yeah, that's it. We're good. We're good to go. So thank you, Joel.
Auf Wiedersehen.
You got quieter and quieter as the show went, but that's okay. I think that's okay anyway. Okay, that's it. I'll shut up now. Thank you, Jan. Oh, yeah, if anyone wants to drop us a line, this is DMTF podcast on Blue Sky or something?
On Blue Sky, on Instagram.
Instagram.
I think we also have not much used, what's the other, Threads, right?
Mm.
And
I don't even know if we have an account there.
Yeah, we have. And I think we're also on, what's the other one?
Mastodon?
Yes, we have a Mastodon account.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I haven't checked mine in months.
Yeah, same here. I only look at it and then I save everything that Sabine says because she's the only one I know. Mastodon, basically.
Yeah. I think it's, it's dead in the water, maybe. Well, maybe. Anyway, okay. That's it for us. So thank you, listeners, and we will catch you on the next one. R-O-A.
Cheers.
Sorry.
That's okay. Cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dimension Football Podcast.